bring you breaking news with our daily news report on 107.7 The Bronx. Here's your world in 2 minutes, curated by our specialized team of broadcast journalists. Let's hear what they have to say in our daily news special, The Bronx News Flash.
This is The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx. 2023 Intercollegiate Broadcasting Systems Media Award winner and 2024 nominee for Best College Radio Station. I'm Julia Train. The first maritime humanitarian aid shipment to Gaza has been unloaded onto the shore after a three-day delay. World Central Kitchen, which is the U.S. charity behind the mission, is carrying it out in cooperation with the United Arab Emirates. The shipment contained 200 tons of food desperately needed for Gaza, which the UN says is on the brink of famine. Aid agencies have accused Israel of delaying aid deliveries, which Israeli officials are fiercely denying. They say Israel is allowing aid through two crossings in the south and has blamed aid agencies for logistical failures.
I want the aid for my children. I want them to live and not die of hunger. All they're eating is wild plants. There's no bread. There's nothing to eat in Gaza. I mean, it's Ramadan, and there's nothing.
Audio and translation provided by DW News. Judge Scott McAfee of Fulton Superior Court ruled on Friday that Fonnie Willis, the Fulton County District Attorney, could continue leading the election interference prosecution of former President Donald Trump and his allies in Georgia, but only if her former romantic partner, Nathan Wade, withdrew from the case. The highly anticipated ruling by the judge cut a middle path between removing Willis for a conflict of interest and her full vindication. The judge sharply criticized Willis for dating Wade, whom she hired as a special prosecutor on the case, calling it a tremendous lapse in judgment. Hours after the ruling, Willis said that Wade had offered his resignation, and she accepted.
I don't think it came as a shock. Judge McAfee has shown a tendency to want to hold the middle ground and not show favoritism to either side. Since the beginning, he'd also been worried about the appearance of a conflict of interest as much as actual conflict, removing themselves from the case or him removing himself from the case. He's easier to replace than her.
Audio provided by Fox Atlanta. The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department is investigating a shooting that killed one person and wounded six others early Saturday morning. Law enforcement has confirmed that the shooting happened just before 1:30 a.m. inside Landsharks in the 800 block of Broad Ripple Avenue. Emergency responders transported five victims by ambulance to nearby hospitals, while the sixth victim self-transported to a hospital. The suspect's description or a motive for what led up to the shooting haven't been shared. No arrests or persons of interest have been named. That's all for this episode of The Bronx News Flash, your world in 2 minutes on 107.7 The Bronx, the number 7 ranked best college radio station in the nation by the Princeton Review. Live from Rider University, I'm Julia Train.
Thanks for tuning in to The Bronx News Flash on 107.7 The Bronx, your daily update for on-campus, local, national, and international news. Want to stay up to date? Check out The Bronx News Flash on demand on all your favorite podcasting platforms or 107.7thebronx.com/newsflash. Now back to the biggest hits and best variety on 107.7 The Bronx.